Well, I want to base my report this year around the word praise. But what comes into your mind when you think of that word, praise? Praise is an important word for Christians, isn't it? It sums up how we relate to the Lord. So on one hand, it relates how we respond emotionally to God. He's good. We respond to him in an emotional response of praise with all of our hearts. But the idea of praise, I think, goes wider than just an emotional response to God. It includes a more reflective, thought-out response of thanking God. Thanking God as we consider his blessings poured out on us. And we can think of so many ways that God is good to us. We praise God for giving us life, for giving us this world to enjoy, for giving us each other. Most of all, we praise God, of course, for the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son sent by the Father to rescue us from all the evil and sin of this present age. We praise God that when we turn to Christ, we are forgiven our sin, and we have the hope of eternity beyond death. And of course, we thank God for St. John's Church, Elmswell. I know I do. As we look back over 2016, there are many, many things we can praise God for, aren't there? However, of course, let's face it, last year was a tough year as well. We faced this spiralling parish share. It continues to just seem to go out of control. Last year there was the tragic passing away of many good friends, congregation members and other friends. We've sadly seen church members move on, the Richards, the Wilkes, the Newmans. And then there's been illness in various forms. Illness has struck down many, not just the old, but the young too. We've faced continuing delays in trying to get our curate, Ernest. Do you remember Ernest? I mentioned him last year. Unbelievable, the delay. It's never been a no, it's just another complication arises. The most recent complication being about 2 weeks ago. All the forms were in for his visa, and one sheet of paper wasn't included because it was sent to us late. And they rejected it, so it's back to square one in getting a certificate produced. But the diocese is still committed to him coming here. So I do believe that we've been under spiritual attack here. But then again, I think that when God is on the move, we should expect spiritual attack. And because of that, I'm not going to focus on the difficulties of last year. It's not to pretend that there weren't any. There were loads. But let's focus on how God is moving among us. And he certainly is. So as we praise God, looking back at 2016, last year was a year of transition. We elected brand new church wardens and assistant wardens and a new treasurer. And I thank and praise God for the wonderful team I work with here at St. John's. And yeah, they've had big shoes to fill. John Richards and Graham Newman worked very hard indeed over many years here at St. John's. I am so grateful for all that they did. We are now in a new era at St. John's. Over the last year, we've heard how Mark Langston, Peter Goodchild, Rosie Ellis, Darrell Long and Chris Hall have been amazing at picking it all up. Thank you. I also continue to praise God for all you lovely people who contribute to the body of Christ here at St. John's. Thank you to every person who gives so much. Giving is not just financial, although that is appreciated. We have wonderful musicians here. In music groups, in slam jam, in the choir, our organists. We have those who make the church look beautiful, the cleaners, the flower arrangers, people who've cut the grass. We've got those who serve refreshments, those who greet people at the door, those who serve in the Deanery Synod, the PCC, those who produce rotas, those who verger, weddings and funerals, those who print the notice sheets, collate them, those who help with our children's groups, the holiday club, the summer fair, the Christmas fair, those who organise and cook at ladies' lunch, the men's breakfast, You get the point, I could go on all day, and I'm sorry because I know I will have missed somebody. The Apostle Paul says that the church is the body of Christ, and just as a human body is made up of many different parts, each part having a unique contribution to make, well, it's the same with the church. We are the body of Christ, and every single one of us has a part to play, so that together we will thrive as we build up the body in love. And this parish review booklet shows that to be true. We are a wonderful Christian community. So much is going on here. Do take time to read it. As I say, I see God at work here. A lot happened last year. I'm only going to mention a few highlights before spending some time looking to the future. But as you know, I really want this... I like doing this from time to time. There we go. Just go forward again. I want this building to be a warm and welcoming place. I think we've continued to achieve that recently. Remember, late 2015, we flattened the area at the base of the tower and we put down that mesh. For the first part of last year, we waited for the grass to grow through, and it has grown through. We now have an all-year parking facility for those less able to walk distances right on our doorstep. I'm really pleased about that. I'm sorry that it can be a little bit mucky and slippy after heavy rain, but you know, we have to make do. It served us very well through the winter. I'd like to now think about just widening that area of pebbles as we go round, so it can be a bit more of a walkway, safe walkway round there. We can do that in the summer, I think. It won't take too much effort. We also will continue to place tree bark under a couple of the trees under here, where we can get two or three other cars. Don't forget, we have two or three spaces up at the almshouses car parks. Don't be put off by the signs. The signs where it says almshouses use only means that specific place. We do have two or three spaces up there. But all of this enables us to be more accessible. And I do think that we're a lot warmer now in the winter. I think these wonderful new heaters are marvellous. They're utilising heat already in the system. That's the beauty of it. We had that heat in St John's, but now that heat is being blown out and the temperature goes up very rapidly indeed. We're putting the heating system on later than we used to. And I know it hasn't been the coldest of winters, but we have had cold mornings. And I do think we've felt snug and warm. So we're more accessible, we're warmer, and I hope the banners we've put up in the churchyard reveal us to be a welcoming community for all ages, because we are a welcoming community. We're a loving community. Over the last year, we've continued our programme of social and outreach events. We've had the summer and the Christmas fairs, barbecues, newcomer teas, home groups, coffee break at the rectory, the Lent lunches, ladies' lunches, men's breakfasts, and even the clean-up days have been enjoyable times of getting together. And on Sundays, we've got marvellous science people welcoming us as we come in. And we have, sorry, not today, but normally we have tea, coffee, cakes afterwards. Many visitors, when they come, just comment to me about how welcoming we are. Long may that continue. Long may we continue to reveal the love of Jesus Christ in our hospitality. But we also reveal our love in mission. We support many mission partners, but wasn't Operation Christmas Child wonderful last year? The shoebox campaign. We managed to pack up 122 shoeboxes. And they will have brought joy to children across the world. Closer to home, I've seen faith grow last year. We had 6 members of the congregation confirmed. We've been building on our links with the school, encouraging them to come up to this place of worship a little more often. And they did. They came up for a carol concert. And they're looking forward to this year coming up and inviting parents as well. The marvellous holiday club that we run with the Baptist Church. 85 youngsters involved in hearing about Jesus and having a great week of fun. I must say I'm pleased with the direction our worship together is taking too. Not only did we see numbers piling in on Christmas Eve, but at the PCC meeting in November the 2016, we decided that we would try out a new pattern of services. So as you know, on the third Sunday of the month now, we have breakfast church, breakfast at 9, worship at 9:30, and then a more traditional common worship service of Holy Communion at 11. Both those services, very different services, but both those services have been well received, and I'm really excited by how God will use those services going forward. But let me speak about this word praise as we look to the future. I've already talked about how praise is central to our walk with God. But as we look to the next year, I'm going to use this word as an anacronym. Is that it? Anacronym? Have I said that right? Getting some nods. I want this word to drive our mission. Let's take each letter in turn. So first of all, P. P is for pray. Prayer is vital to our life as Christians. And let's think about it. We've been given the privilege of being able to talk to God. The God of the universe, the living God, we can talk to him as a friend. Isn't that a remarkable thing? We can bring our concerns to him and ask him for things. And you know, when we pray, God is listening. I've been reading a book recently about Christian revivals, and they've occurred across the world. I've been reading about the ones that have occurred over the last 200 years, and one common element stands out. They were all preceded by prayer. Preceded by people getting passionate about prayer. Our verse for 2017 reminds us of what happened when the first Christians prayed. Acts 4 verse 31, after they prayed, the place where they were meeting was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke the word of God boldly. In a month's time, there is a global prayer initiative called Thy Kingdom Come, whereby Christians everywhere are encouraged to pray for more people to come to know Jesus and all the blessings he gives. So from Ascension Day to Pentecost, we're going to be having a whole host of prayer gatherings here at St. John's. They'll all be different kind of styles, something for everyone. We'll start with a traditional service of evening prayer on Ascension Day. There'll be a more contemporary worship prayer evening the following week on the Wednesday. There was one study left over from the Lent lunches. We're going to be having that hopefully during the week. I'll probably put on a communion service sometime during the week. But there'll be many opportunities for us to pray until we reach Pentecost evening and our joint service at the Baptist Church. But I do think the Archbishop of Canterbury puts it better than me, so I'm just going to put on a very short video.
We often say to people, "I'll pray for you." Or when there's a big disaster, people end by saying, "Our thoughts and prayers are with." As often as not, it means, "I hope things go well for you." But in this time of prayer between Ascension and Pentecost, we're seeking to turn those good wishes, that expression of concern, into a reality. When we pray, we meet with God. And as often as not, we become the answer to our own prayers. That's one of the most exciting things. God, in some extraordinary acts with us, says, "Come and be my partner, come alongside, share with me, take part," and the world changes. In 2017, between Ascension and Pentecost, in our own calendar, we are seeking to pray for people to know Jesus. We pray for the Holy Spirit to empower every Christian, all of us, to give us a passion for sharing and witnessing the good news we have in Jesus Christ. That sense of what he's done for us, how amazing it is to know that we are loved by Jesus, that there is salvation, that when we turn to him in repentance, we find forgiveness, when we turn to him in despair, we find hope. Just the most extraordinary. So what's going to happen? There'll be prayer and mentalities in local churches, in non-churches, all kinds of events. Secondly, there'll be evening events, central events in well-known churches, cathedrals, big centres, where people can come together in their thousands as they did in 2016 and made a huge impact as they prayed passionately.
What made us decide to evolve was the sense that it was something that reached out throughout the whole church to all the churches to kind of meet together with the diocese and indeed beyond.
Prayer walks, individual prayer, prayer groups. We held an exhibition.
24/7 prayer walks, somehow special events of prayer pilgrimage.
Simply to open the doors of our church throughout the day from 8 to 8.
The result was absolutely incredible.
Through the week of prayer of our kingdom, God grew in us.
Community kids who don't normally ever even talk about what we're getting involved.
Ability could be a wonderful missionary resource.
We actually grew up thinking about more.
Wonderful encouragement for seeing the world of one church movement.
When we didn't get involved in 2017, I would say seize the opportunity.
You'll be all prepared, you wish there were other things you could have done, and that's exactly the place where you're going to use
it. It may be uncomfortable, but it may sort of stretch what they're used to, but it's really good to welcome not only God's people, but to God's spirit.
People who share their talents.
Let's get together in calling out to God in prayer in whatever way we are, wherever we are, that are often living in the cold hearts, set on our love for Jesus, that He is the answer to the fears, the despairs of doom. Get together your witness, your prayer, your with God. The impossible is possible.
So that is pre for prayer. Please consider how you can pray during that week. You don't have to pray out loud if you come to one of the meetings. Just come and be present at some of those meetings. Let's move on. The next letter is R, and R is for read the Bible. Communication with God is a two-way process. And although God may well speak to us in our times of just kind of simple prayer, He normally speaks to us through His word, the Bible. If we want to grow deeper in our relationship with Jesus, well, then we need to spend time hearing Him speak to us. So I'd like to encourage everybody here to read the Bible. And there's a number of ways we can do it, of course. We could simply spend time reading a gospel. Well, why not read Acts of the Apostles? If you never read that, just read it through. It's an amazing read. You could pick up a free copy of Voice of Hope at the back of church amongst all that literature. They're free to take. Short devotions for each day. Or, of course, why not join one of our home groups? Our home groups, they're not scary groups full of experts. No, they're simply groups of ordinary people who use a study booklet to help them understand the Bible and therefore God a little more. And you know, in my experience as a Christian over 30 years, it is the small group setting where I have seen people's faith grow the most. And we do have several lovely home groups here at St. John's. If you're not already in one, have a word with me. I'll direct you to the one that is most suitable to you. But let's make an effort to read the Bible this year and hear what God has to say to us through the scriptures. A is for ask. Ask the question. Specifically, ask the question, what hurts the most? You've heard me speak about the Who Cares project. Well, this is one of the most exciting initiatives I've heard for years. There's about 50 churches in Mid and West Suffolk already engaging in this, and it's so simple. We ask people we come across through our networks that one big question: what hurts the most? And if that person wishes to talk, well, we listen there and then. But all they have to do is write their answer anonymously on a card, and then we as a church will review where it is that our community of Elmswell is hurting. And the answers are going to be collated regionally too, so we'll know what issues are on the minds of people in Suffolk. We will listen. Then we will prayerfully consider how we respond. Many people feel that nobody cares, but we want to say, no, that's not true. St. John's cares, Jesus cares, we care, and Jesus can bring healing and reconciliation and hope into the darkest of situations. So please do pray for those who are going to be asking the question. Pray how we as a church should respond. Why not get involved? You don't have to be a Bible expert to ask this question. And there will be training at the 3 days in May, 2 evenings and 1 Saturday morning in about 3 or 4 weeks. Details at the back. But let's just remember, there is hope and his name is Jesus. So we praise him. Coming to the next, dear, it is playing up, isn't it? Coming to the next letter, I is for invite. Invite people to join us and get to know Jesus. When I ask people how they became a Christian, they often say, well, somebody invited me to church or to a church event. And if we think about it, God has placed us where we live and in our network of friends for a reason. So to simply say to a friend, why not come along to the next men's breakfast or church barbecue or to church itself? It's easy. Especially if our friend has already met some people, maybe through the ladies' lunch or whatever it might be. But when we invite people, I think the key is to offer to meet them at the church store or pick them up. Because it's difficult for people who don't come to church normally to enter through that door. Think how difficult it must be for some of us if we were asked to go into a betting shop. I would be nervous. I wouldn't know what to do. But if my friend said, look, tell you what, Peter, I'll pick you up, we'll walk through the door together and I'll show you what to do, I'd feel a lot more comfortable. And that's what we have to do. So, when we invite a friend, say, well, I'll come in through the door with you. It doesn't have to be church. It could simply be, many of the things that we offer at St. John's. A lunch. The Christmas fair or the summer fair. We offer wonderful things, but most of all we offer friendship and acceptance, and we offer Jesus. Let's just spend just one moment thinking, who could I invite next week to church, or maybe to Alistair's concert, or to the quiz night, or the next ladies' lunch? Just think for a moment, who could I invite? Well, I'm afraid we have arrived at S, which is for share. Particularly the parish share and how we can share. We've heard about the parish share already. We pay money to the Central Diocese each year. That money is used to cover the cost of having a rector, housing maintenance, training for clergy, training for lay people, central support costs, support for mission. It's important that we pay it, but it has risen to an awful £64,000. It's a tough challenge, but one we need to try to step up to with God's help. So I'll ask again, prayerfully consider how you might be able to help. And if you move to a standing order, sometimes people think, well, I like putting something in the collection. If you move to a standing order, we have little cards that say, I give by standing order, and you can pop that into the collection. It's a token way of saying, look, I am giving. Chris says also that you could maybe leave a legacy in your will, because such things will help us contribute the work of God here in Elmswell, particularly as this village grows. There will be new openings to share the love of Christ with many more people. So giving generously is part of our response of praise to God. But it's not the only way. We can also give of our time and talents. We can share those. I'm very aware that we have a few people here who work tirelessly, and I do think they get rushed off their feet. I'm going to embarrass poor Peter Goodchild now, because I notice on a rota coming up that poor Peter is supposed to be duty warden. There might be an expectation that he picks Stan Howe up as well. He's supposed to be praying in the chapel and be serving tea and coffee in the kitchen. A duty warden cannot do that. He should just be duty warden. maybe there's some people here, and maybe you're new, I don't know, but maybe you say, well, actually, I can help in the kitchen once a month. That'll really, really help, because we do have some very loyal workers, and I'm worried that they're just getting rushed off their feet. Again, the cleaning rota, if you're able just to spend a couple of hours cleaning the church once a month, that would help so much. We'd love to have you involved serving in the body of Christ so we can build up the one body in love. But finally, we complete our word praise with E for expect, and that is expect God to do amazing things. Expect God to do the impossible. If you think about it, we can come here to church expecting little of God, expecting to see a few friends, do a bit of mediocre singing, drink some mediocre coffee, disappear back home for a mediocre week. Or we can come with expectant hearts. We can come expecting to meet God, expect to praise Him from the bottom of our hearts in our worship, expect to hear from Him as the Bible is opened up. Or when we pray in the service or in the chapel after the service, we pray in expectancy for God to heal hurts that we're personally experiencing or for others. When we all come expecting to meet God, do you know what might happen? God might turn up and set our hearts on fire with love for Him and each other and our community. We heard Justin Welby say of Thy Kingdom Come, expect God to do the impossible. So I want us to go forward here at St John's with that same attitude of expectancy, because we have this marvellous building, we have marvellous musicians, a marvellous choir, marvellous people serving here. Most of all, we have a marvellous God who loves us more than we can imagine. And He's a powerful God. This is the God who brings life where there is death. He brought Jesus back from the dead. He promises He'll bring us back from the dead and we will live with Him forever. And the Spirit of that powerful God lives in us. So let's go forward in praise, praying in expectation for God to do the impossible, expecting God to speak to us as we read the Bible, asking what hurts the most and expecting God to respond with His loving compassion, inviting those who do not yet know Jesus to join us and expecting them to accept the invitation, and sharing our resources in the expectation that God will help us to meet our financial commitments. Friends, let's expect marvellous things from our marvellous God. I just want to end again by thanking everybody for all that they do here. Thank you.